helping out Vegeta.
If they fused right now, I think they'd need a new hair color, because I don't think you can mix Ultra Instinct and Ultra Ego entirely. It just, the concept of it, of both of them, are completely different.
Yeah. I think if they did it, it'd probably just be like one fighter. I feel like you'd have to negate both abilities.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Herbal Synergies, the shop. I'm your host, Sinji. With me, as always, my co-host, Erbay.
What up?
What's up, Erbay? How you doing, man?
Dude, you know, I'm doing all right. Trying not to melt.
Is it that hot over there?
Yeah, dog. It's 93 right now.
93 right now. Where is it over here? Let me see real quick. Weather near me. It's 89, but feels like 94.
I didn't even look at what it feels like. I just look, see the temperature.
Yeah, it probably feels worse.
Yeah.
So that means you're probably close to like 100.
Yeah, I'm finna melt. If I pass out in the middle of the podcast, just know it's been a pleasure. Everybody, my co-host and my valued listener.
Erby, before you go, deliver your flavor.
Oh, my flavor. Let's see. I'm gonna show Evan some love this week, because he was putting in work on a little swarm things, and I was like, okay, my guy, chopping them up.
Who?
Evan, Tower God, the God.
Damn, not Bam?
Nah, Bam gets enough. Adulations.
Damn, I would have sworn Bam Chapter 7 would have had like your flavor of the week.
It was noteworthy, but you know, I like to spread it around, show the love to everything. Yeah.
Alrighty then.
Yeah, Bam. He the protagonist. He gonna have a lot of chances to be the one that said, "Oh, this moment, of Bam." Because you know, he's gonna stand out.
There was only one moment for Chapter 7 of Season 3 to have flavor. But yeah. I understand.
Yeah.
Sir. So. I understand.
Yeah. He got plenty.
He does indeed have plenty.
He might even be the one of the honorable mentions that I was thinking about putting down. Because I did mark stuff. I was like, ooh, I like this part. But yeah.
Honorable mentions, we'll just get into losers, it. They couldn't make it.
Nah. They're not losers. They're just ones you
didn't pick.
Because it could have been the one I chose if I just read the first chapter like last week, and then, you know, but it just ran up into some different competition. But anyhow, what's your flavor?
Ranking of Kings. I finished it Sunday, and it is an emotional, nerve-wracking journey. And just the main character that can't speak and can't hear, just like, they do a really good job making you feel what he feels.
What does he feel?
A lot of emotions between 23 episodes.
What kind of emotions? Because, you know, it got to be some strong emotions for you to feel them.
Hope, sadness, despair, doubt, fear. It's just, it's all well orchestrated, I think is the word I want to use.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's just go with that.
Well orchestrated. Okay.
But yeah, we have quite a bit to talk about today.
Yeah, we do. It's very extensive. Where would you like to start off with?
Go ahead and start it up with Boruto, because I have no idea what's going on with that.
Yeah, so not much here.
I think someone new showed up, didn't it?
No, so same lady. So
no, there wasn't a new person towards the end?
No. Well, you know, so they give a little bit of Ida's back, her eye story. But so Naruto tries to get in the room. He can't really get in the room. And it's called the Shinrigan. And this is a great deduction by Shikamaru. He realizes that she can't see what happens when they're using Inu's jutsu in her mind to like communicate with each other. So I was like, okay, my man Shikamaru always thinking. I see you.
Yeah, that's why he's the guy he is.
Yeah, which I was like, yeah, that is great intuition. So, because they're saying stuff and like she's not picking up on what they're saying inside their minds. And then Kawaki tries to escape, and he thinks he needs the karma, and he's talking with the class president, and she's like, oh, Armando may have did it for his own purposes. That's why he gave the karma back. So then we flash back to room. Ko takes Armando to the lair. And Shikamaru's like, why didn't you tell us the weakness that she can't die from a... She can't use her powers on Otosuki's or siblings, which Boruto and Kawaki could have came and messed him up. And he's like, I didn't tell you because you would have had him fight and they both would have might have killed each other. And that wouldn't serve my purpose at all. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. And then Armando removes the limiters, and that's how it pretty much ends. And he may die. I don't know, because Koz might kill him. And that's it for Boruto. Yeah. That's it for Boruto.
I hate these, like, I wish they would just do shorter weekly chapters, or maybe even bi-weekly. Like, you gotta wait a month just to get another chapter. And, like, they seem to come out at the same time. All of them. Chojin, Dragon Ball, Boruto.
Oh, Chojin's irregular, I feel like. Because 1 week it's back-to-back one-week episodes. And then
it'll go, like, 2-3 weeks. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it'll go 3 weeks, and it'll go, like, two. And then it'll go, like, a month. And then it'll go, yeah. But Dragon Ball, Boruto, and Jujutsu, they all come out on, like, the same time.
No, I think Jujutsu's weekly.
Yeah, but it still comes out at the same time when it's
it's so freaking annoying. It's like, damn.
Yeah.
I'll wake up like, in a day, and I'll wake up one day, and I have to read all of them. It's like, oh.
Yeah. That's why I try to read them when I can. I read Jujutsu earlier in the week, and then if Chojin's out, read that earlier in the week. So yeah.
Huzzah. Well, Jujutsu's back to its main cast.
Yeah. Back to Panda. You know, not much there either.
Nah. Yeah. I think he just got abused the entire chapter.
Yeah, I did like the part where the guy asked him, was like, do you know where Sukuna is? And Panda's like, I might have had an uncle with that name. I thought that was great. I was like, oh man, Panda. You're one of my favorites.
It's like, I'm a stuffed animal. I'm a panda. And he almost fooled her just walking around until she asked Kagane, like, if that's a player.
Yeah.
So in that case, I think, could you ask that before? If that's a rule one of the players created, in that case, it backfired.
Yeah, it backfired. Because I don't think it was a rule first. So it did. It backfired.
Mm-hmm.
Terribly. And he got the screws put on.
He got worked. And then he brought his sister, and his sister got worked.
Yeah.
That lady, I don't know who she is, but she put it in work.
Yeah. And I was like, dang. I get just smacked him.
And I like Panda, man. We can't be... Right now, we already lost Nobara.
That's not confirmed yet. But I think she might be.
I think she did.
Yeah.
I mean, she could not be dead, but I think she did.
What? Didn't they all just get burnt up? I think I can't remember how she.
The figure guy touched her. I think the figure guy touched her.
Yeah. It did something that might have blown her up. I can't remember. That's too long ago. But yeah.
You know what's weird? We definitely haven't seen that on TV, but like in my head, I'm like, I can visualize the scene and how it happened.
It's probably not going to go like that.
It probably isn't, but like in my head, I feel like I watched it.
Yeah.
I was like, did I watch it or read it? No, it's not even animated yet.
No, it's not. So. Yeah, so you want to move in to Dragon Ball Super?
I mean, what's there really to move into? We flashback, we get out the flashback, and Vegeta and Goku were like, oh, we've been doing this all wrong. We need to be believing in ourselves more. And, like, Saiyan pride. And Goku's like, I finally think I understand what Saiyan pride is. I'm like, I guess. Yeah, I guess you can call it Saiyan pride, or you could just call it pride.
Yeah.
That's all it really is, pride.
Yeah, I also feel like Vegeta realized that, like, I think his growth here is him not trying to make do with all the, you know how all the Saiyans cause destruction and such? Like, he kind of is trying to make up for Bubby and good now.
Yeah, he was trying to take on the burden of, like, the sins of the Saiyans, but he was just like, why am I doing that? Like, I don't know, dog.
Yeah.
Then he was kind of upset that, like, the only reason Goku and Raditz arrived is because of the wish Bardock made.
Yeah, that was funny, too.
I was like, well, allegedly that's the reason they survived. They still had to put Goku on the ship.
Yeah. Yeah, so what else? They showed up and got the power up. The way they were standing, I thought they were going to start to fuse.
Dog, I don't want to see them fused.
Dude, I don't see why.
And
not.
If they fuse, at least please give the overall results some eyebrows.
Yeah, that would be nice. I was like, oh, they're about to fuse. And then I didn't like the part how they did like their attack. And it's kind of like when Cell, when Goku's behind Gohan with the doing a Kamehameha, mm-hmm. That's what it kind of reminded me of. I was like, oh, he's helping out Vegeta.
If they fused right now, I think they'd need a new hair color because I don't think you can mix Ultra Instinct and Ultra Ego entirely. It just the concept of it, of both of them, are completely different.
Yeah, I think if they did it, it'd probably just be like one fighter. I feel like you'd have to negate both abilities.
Yeah, I mean, because remember, and I don't want them confused because I don't think I'd like the way they look after, because you get a little bit of both hair colors if you remember Goten and Trunks fusing. And the only reason, like, their Super Saiyan forms, it was all yellow because Super Saiyan is yellow.
Yeah.
But in this case, they're in their ultimate form, so you're going to get some weird white and purple mixture. If Vegeta's color is actual purple.
I can't even remember what his color is supposed to be.
I think it's like some purple or violet or...
Yeah, and then I think the left side is not going to have an eyebrow.
You know, I would that's hate how they, that, bro. I would hate that.
Because you know that's how they do it is with the... I think the right side is...
That's the Patara.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it just takes the left side and right side and put them together.
Yeah. I was like, because one of them was like, I'm like, dang. But he ain't got no type of eyebrow.
That'd be hilarious. You do Patara rings with Tien and anybody, and then you got half an eye on top in the middle of your forehead.
That would be messed up, but also hilarious.
125% vision.
Yeah. Third eye half open.
Yeah.
Moving on to Chojin. Are you done?
Well, we talk about them fighting a little bit. Like they were fighting, and you know, they were, Gas was holding his own against them, and Vegeta was using a God of Destruction blast on Gas, that Goku went to help and push it, and Gas was pushing it back, so Vegeta just kind of said fuck it and flew over it and left Goku to deal with the God of Destruction blast by himself while he went and fought. And then Gas kind of hit him out the way, and then he got back up. It's like, why are you still moving? It's like, I'm only getting stronger. And then that was the end of the chapter.
Yeah.
Now we can go on to, what would you like to talk about next, sir?
Let's run down to Chojin.
Chojin. Listen, if this is the reason in Chojin that Azuma is fighting Tokyo, I'm going to severely like Azuma less.
Yeah, because he has a complex. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, there's like that 30... They talk about a Chojin War like 70 years ago. And I thought this was an interesting tidbit here, how they talked about, so long as one person is joined by another, they shall whether consciously or not battle to the death. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. That's kind of like, why.
No matter how much Tokyo thought himself as weak, I guess Azuma was subconsciously or in his own mind competing with him.
Yeah.
Which is really stupid, because he, like, if that's what we're leading to, like, you won the arm wrestling battle just because he gave you a tougher, like, I don't get it. I don't get it.
No, I thought Azuma lost the arm wrestling battle.
No, he won.
Yeah. I'm going to go back and look. And I could have sworn that it was like, oh, you just take it easy on him or something.
Yeah, and yeah. They made it because, like, he lost. Tokyo lost, and someone was like, we knew he was going to lose. Why would we do that? But, like, it seemed like he put up more of a fight than everyone's expecting, so they just assumed Azuma went easy on him.
Yeah.
But then you see Azuma's face, and he was, like, sweating. I was like, yo, what the hell?
Yeah. So. Yeah, that was good, though. But,
I'm looking forward to the next chapter, which will probably be in a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks. I don't know. Pick a week.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks.
Yeah, you got 6 weeks? I don't know if it'd be that long. I'm going to look right now. Oh, can't. Won't tell me. All right. Don't know when the next chapter is.
Yeah, don't know.
Yeah, next chapter for Dragon Ball is in a month. Next chapter for Boruto, a month.
They're all in this together.
Next chapter for My Hero tomorrow, and next chapter for One Piece next week.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch me some One Piece.
I want to watch the Whole Cake arc again, but What do you want? What show do you want to get into, or do you want to get into Tower of God?
Let's sandwich them in there. So, you want to do Overlord?
We can do Overlord,
and then we'll do TOG, and then finish up with some Shield Hero.
Shield Hero. Okay, Overlord, Episode 9, Soaring Sparks Fire. Sebis is, you know, they kidnapped the girl. And they were, like, deciding what they want to do with her. Am I reading this in the right order?
Well, I think you might have been reading that out of order. Yeah,
because because they went to attack the base. All right, so that's where we picked off. They went to attack the base. I was thinking of the next time he was with them. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
So, in episode 9, Sebis, Climb, and the red hair guy. Do you know his name? Brian?
I don't know.
The red hair guy. They went and attacked the base. Sebis took the front, told them to take the back. And he was like, one of the moments I noticed more was he said, picking locks wasn't always my forte. And then, like, you see the other side of the door, and his hand just goes through and it takes the door off his hinges. And then we get into the room where Fatty is beating the shit out of this lady and having his way with her. So Sebas shows up and sees, like, oh, so this is what you do. And it starts slapping him. It's like, what are you doing? It's like, don't you like that? And it's like, no, of course not. Well, yeah, asshole, neither does she. And while Sebas is doing his thing, he killed him because he deserved it.
Yeah, he didn't deserve to be alive.
Klein was fighting two of the eight finger guys showed up, and Klein was fighting them and stalling for the red hair swordsman guy to show up. And we found out that the guy he was fighting was an illusionary sword master. And basically what he was doing is he was creating an illusion of his right arm and then using magic to hide his real right arm. So the attack you would block isn't the attack that was coming. Klein figured it out and almost put the boy down, but didn't put him down and got stabbed in the stomach and from the back. Red hair guy showed up and he was like, I'm gonna finish this in one strike. And turns out, no matter what you're doing, if you're invisible or whatever, if you're in his area of effect, he will sense you. Unless your name is Sebas, because he couldn't pick him up. Yeah. Boom. Head back to the mansion. Lord Ainz and Dimitri. I think Shaltir. No, not Shaltir wasn't there. Was Shaltir there? I know it was no. Dimitri, Ainz, Kokaitis, and Salushi?
I don't even remember. I just call her Snitch Lady because she's out there snitching.
And Ainz tested Sebas's loyalty, told him to kill the girl. Sebas turned, and she accepted it. She was happy to give her life because he gave her a moment of happiness. And as soon as he swung, Kokaitis blocked the attack. And they were just like, Ainz was just confirming that his loyalty still lied with Ainz. But, like, he also had weird moments where, like, his voice was, I don't know, maybe he was just, like...
The whole thing I didn't understand about that was, like, if you knew why he did what he did, then, like, you should have known, like, he didn't betray you. So it was just stupid to me.
At this point, I forget his actual name, but, like, Ainz is...
A manga?
No, that's the adventurer name.
But, anyhow, I just thought it was crazy, because it's, like...
His whole thing is, like, he wants to keep up his appearance to the other monsters around him. So, like, where he trusted Sebas, Dimitri thought his loyalty needed to be tested.
Yeah.
And even right. after, Dimitri was still... I think Dimitri might have a little...
I think she said something about the... I don't think she told the full story of why he did what he did or whatever. Because the whole thing about them is like, oh, help those in need or help those that need help or whatever. And that's what he did. And now you're questioning his loyalty? Like, he followed your teachings to... the mm-hmm. letter, and now you're like, oh, is he not loyal to me? No, come on, now, guy.
Well, that was Lord Touchme's philosophy, help those in need, which is kind of weird, because, like, I never really know where Lord Ainz is gonna fall, because, like, he's actually human in a game, but, like, also, when they were playing this game, they had a strictly non-human criteria for joining their guild. For whatever reason.
Yeah. I don't know. It just annoyed me, that whole thing.
Yeah, so. I feel you, dog. But, yeah, by the time Ainz asked Sebas to kill the girl, that was in episode 10, Disturbance Begins in the Royal Capital. And yeah, we find out that Aynes was just testing Zebes, but then Aynes realizes that the maid girl was actually Minia's, or however you say her name from the first season, that was her older sister that she was looking for. And then towards the very last episode, I don't know if you watched past the ending credits, but Albedo, there was this weird moment where Albedo, it looks like she was like almost turning against Aynes, but like there's no way she's turning against Aynes. There's like something else there.
Yeah.
Maybe Shaltir snuck in the room and like she smelled her scent, so now she's like getting rid of all the stuff Shaltir's scent is. I don't know. But then you
I never know anything.
Damn. You go to episode 11, Jada Bauf. I don't know how, if that's how you say that.
I don't know anything.
And it's basically rescue mission time. Sebas shows up and kind of disposes all of the five Adamantites, or four of this, four of them. There's one missing. And the Klein and the red-haired guy and the other guys show up to the cell where the maid girl is, and like something looks sketchy there when she was getting up, but like it zoned out. And then in the other part of the map, the Shy Twin had a moment where like he was being really nice but still kind of like broke this lady's arm and leg and like just dragged her away by her head and told the bug girl to handle it.
Yeah.
Burgo got in a really serious fight with three of the adventurers. And I was like, why are there three of you here? Weren't you guys supposed to split up in seven groups? Isn't there too many of you in one spot?
Yeah.
And they finally overpowered Bug Girl and Dimitri showed up. And like the mage girl was like, you guys got to run. This ain't going to work. And at the very end, Momon shows up. I'm like, oh, here comes Lord Aynes to like somehow boost his reputation.
Yeah.
But yep, that was Overlord.
Yeah, I thought it was craziness. But that's me. But anyhow, yeah.
Crazy on you.
Yeah.
Crazy on you. Yeah, dog. Keep saying, yeah, what's up?
So, Tower of God, Season 3, Episodes 1 through 8. So, everyone's reunited. Wang Nan sees his boy's Horyong.
And it feels so good.
Yeah. And Woon Yeon is being sought. And this is the moment I was telling you about when Evan was slicing up those people. I was like, look at Evan. Evan kind of strong, being a god and all. So.
Oh, yeah. Evan's 100% strong. But you said that was on episode 1 of season 1?
Yeah, season 3.
Season 3, my bad.
Yeah, so there's another moment I thought was pretty funny when Evan was talking to the people in their language, and Chibisu was like, he's like, you can understand what they're saying? Understand that gibberish? And he's like, I'm a god, man. What do you think? So I was like, oh, Evan kind of funny. And so then we flash to Bam. Bam's on the ship now, and Modoroki, the shop man, wants to plunder Bam and company. He's like, yeah, I can rob him now. And then Karaka shows up. And Karaka wants to give him the ladle in exchange for help with the Baylord Yama. And Dorsey's interrogating the guy that loved Emily because he has a locked phone and he won't tell her the passcode to it. Something ominous about it. And Woon Yeon flies back to there and he's not there at the place where they're looking for him. And they say he's on a pilgrimage, so they keep looking later. And Bam starts his real combat training. And we find out here that Avankil set up some battlefields for Bam to clear. And each time she would teach him something. And we flash to another point in the story progression. And these gentlemen are attacking Hiwa. And it looks like they killed her. I'm not sure. I don't know. And then we flash to the dog shelter, which is a terrible place. And Waziah Lulu is hunting down an escaped dog. She's a dog catcher. And then the protagonist enters the fray. Yeah. So then Bam teleports away. The child's name is Ding Ding. Well, I don't even know if he's a child because they age differently in Tower God. So, yeah. So we find out that it's part of the plan to get Yama to help is bring him, help bring Louie to Yama. And Hockney's giving Bam directions. He's like, oh, jump off this cliff. And the supervisor's like, oh, he's dead. But the girl's like, I don't think he's dead. There was something about that guy. So she proceeds to follow him down the cliff. And he's not dead. So, unless she's absolutely correct.
Hey.
And yeah. And she tracks him down and she's like, she really wants a job. And the homeless dogs on the floor are actually people, which I find kind of disgusting. Calling homeless people dogs and hunting them down. And apparently it's a real sketchy company. So
You
yeah.
get those dogs.
Yeah, Bam's talking to her. It's like, yeah, you're working for a questionable company, my dear. And so he's like, you need to question why you want to keep some little kid locked up. And then the reinforcement shows up, and Bam's like, oh, I was hoping I would leave without having to kill them, but he kills them. I'm like, oh, my man stepped up his game. He knows that killing's just a part of the revolution now. And then this is the other part I like too. Bam calls the leader useless because he hid behind the troops and he calls them out. And the place is a place where they abduct regulars and train them to be soldiers. And he's like, it disgusts me. And I was like, okay, Bam, I see you, big dog. And then Ibisu and Hots and them reach Wound Eon. And we find out that he lost the power of his flames, and he tells the story how he lost the flames. And basically, he put all of his flame power into a magical item to help someone. But more on that story is there was a bunch of tribes in the area, and eventually the Kukums took over and they slaughtered the rest of the Dooms, with the exceptions of one, and they made him a slave, Devi. And this is the person which he gave the hammer that he made to. And he went on a rampage and started killing everybody. The Kukums, all of them. And then, except for some that were nice to him. And we find out that there's actually a curse on the weapon that it destroys itself if someone tries to take it, if it's stolen. I was like, they're like, why would you put up an annoying curse on that thing? It's like, well, I didn't want him to be defeated and lose it.
Yeah, forget it, dog. Yeah, just do it.
Yeah, so. So then Shibisu comes up with a plan. He's gonna use, yeah, he's gonna come up with a plan so that Doobie doesn't mind giving him the hammer. And that he wants to use the dwarf that's there to help. And when they get to the boy, and Katz calls old boy a pig, I'm like, ooh. He's calling like how he sees it, but that's not how you ask for help. And then he spins a story of how the dwarf's family has been slaughtered, and the dwarf needs a hammer to get revenge. And Devi's like, oh, lead the way, I'll get the revenge for you. And the dwarf's like, no, I want to avenge my family. And so he gives him the hammer. And they call that man the little Yeon. And my boy finally wakes up. I was like, yeah, finally. Only
He's not
six seasons.
dead.
Yeah, only 2 seasons later, like One Piece, he finally gets woken up.
What?
Huh? Nothing. I'm just saying it was too long for my boy to be asleep. So, yeah, and we found out that he may have some side effects of being woken up with like the full power of the hammer. I'm like, ooh, wonder what this is going to do. And we kind of see some later on.
Yeah, we do.
And yeah, then we find out Jin Sung is alive. and he might be guarded by Caliban. Yeah, and so I think we flash back to Bam here, and the woman, Lulu, I think, I'll just call her that. That's part of her name anyway. Bam's going to attack the supervisor, and he's like, stop him. And she says to Bam, I'm like, she's not going to stop Bam. Mm-hmm. And then she gets to a monologue. She's like, you have everything. You're strong, and you become a ranker. And it's like, and you don't have to get a job like a loser like me. And then Bam just lets her live, flies by her. And then they get Ding Ding back. And yeah, then we get some backstory about Ding Ding and Louis, how they ranscape, and they don't want to turn to their father. And there's going to Lord Yama's mothership in a pod, you know, it was nice. Louis was always nice to Ding Ding. And they wanted to climb together, but then eventually they were captured. And Ding Ding's fighting in the arena. But he really wants his freedom. And then a snake hair man showed up. Like, okay, who's this half Orochimaru wannabe right here? And so my boy Rack and Kun, they're taking a test. My man dyed his hair yellow again. And during the test, like a fish-like thing falls out of Kun. I'm like, I don't know what that is. But we'll learn about it later. Probably not this episode, but you know. Snake-like man texts Bam. Bam isn't even breaking a sweat. And yeah. Then Bam gets bit by the snake man. It's supposed to have an effect. It doesn't. Then Bam just like backhands him. It's like, get out of here.
Bam's just too OP. Bam don't even know why he OP.
Yeah, he just...
You had the like, question okay. mark guy that was supposed to work on Bam? Nah.
Question Maru. Yeah, so I was like, okay. I was like, look at Bam. Bam just strong out here. And then so he's like, oh, well, I was going to fight you, but, you know, you're too much. So I got some hostages. I'm like, really? You came out to talk on that smack, and this is what you do? You bring hostages into the equation? Like, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Where's your Saiyan pride?
Where's your... oh, God.
Where's your Saiyan pride? Yeah, so then we find that Yama was Ding Ding back by the Kanai 2 Festival. We find out what that is later. And Bam and Kun on route to Ding Ding, and the supervisor and Lulu tell their boss that Ding Ding escaped, and he's like, it's okay. They're going to come after their friend. And she's kind of like, I kind of want Bam to kick his ass. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
She knows.
Get so, Bam.
Yeah, so then they go to rescue Ding Ding, and it commences, and Mad Dog's there. I was like, ooh, okay. He's sent over to watch over Ding Ding. And my man knocks Bam out with a single hit. I'm like, ooh. Knocked out my boy Bam. How you do that? Call it dope boy magic. Yeah, but he didn't really knock him out. Bam kind of took the hit in order to get put in the cell. So I was like, okay. And Mad Dog shows his hand to the crazy lady, and it's actually scratched up. He's like, his Shinshu boost must be as strong as my blood, Tamara. I was like, oh, okay. And we find out that Bam was dodging the attacks, and he could see him in slow motion. But we find out that they both weren't fighting at full power, so I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, little did my dog know, Bam has two thorns.
Yes.
Horns and wings.
Yeah, he grew up. Man, Bam grew up. So then that happens, and there's a skill Bam has to use, but that's recharge. And Ding Ding's getting beat up in the arena. And so Ding Ding's returned to the cell next to Bam. And Bam's like, oh, I've come to rescue you, my guy. Let's get out of here. And Damien doesn't want to go back. And Bam's like, oh, I'll put a bomb in my backpack. And the bomb blows up. And so some of the Shinshu bombs go off. Bam's attacking people. They're like, oh, those are your wave controller in here. I'm like, no, that's just Bam.
Yeah, Bam's a wave
And
controller.
yeah, I know, but I like saying, no, that's just Bam.
Nah, that's just Bam.
Yeah, that's just
He is a
Bam.
wave.
No, he's just an omnipotent being. So, then Mad Dog shows up after they break out and he shows up to fight Bam. He tells him, stop messing around and launches an attack. And then Bam sends an attack that sends Mad Dog backwards. So he gets stronger. And they're about to leave. The Mad Dog shows up again.
And then you get one of my favorite quotes from
Yeah.
Bam.
Yeah, Bam's like, step aside. I don't fight people who are weaker than me.
Yo, whooped his ass next chapter.
He did. Told him everything and just got him about the paint. I was like, okay.
Bam got pissed. He said, clearly I've been going too easy on you.
But I did think that something, it's kind of a hypocrite moment here, but I guess it's part of the plot story. Because,
You call him Bam a hypocrite?
yeah, because he's like, I don't fight people weaker than me, yet he murdered all them dogs earlier. And truly, they was weaker than him.
That wasn't a fight, it was a slaughter.
Nah, I'm saying that's a fight.
That was self-defense.
Nah, he killed them. Why? Because
They deserve
he
it.
said,
And they're
yeah,
probably
I
not dead.
mean, I don't know. They look pretty dead to me. And so Bam starts getting attacked, and he's blocking the attacks like there's nothing. And he's like, yeah, he tells him about the extraordinary people he's seen and all the hidden places he's been to. And let's see. He went to visit a guy, a Hachi guy, a martial arts master. And then we found out that Bam started from ground one again, cleared his mind, rebuilt the stuff up, and he like knocked her down, but Mad Dog uses a transformation. And he tells Louis to flee. He's like, I don't feel like fighting this guy anymore. I was like, ooh, okay, that's a good one too. And then they're going to Yama, and Bam promises him that he will let them flee or escape. That's probably his word to get them there. And then Bam and Kun reunite, and he tells Kun he wants to set Ding Ding free, and he'll fight Yama for it if he has to, but doesn't want to. I'm like, you're a fool, but nah. But yeah, Khan's like, you're a fool. Who cares what they need or whatever? We gotta do this for this. And then he's like, whatever, there's no point in arguing with you. Let's just figure out a way how to do it your way. So yeah. And then we find out what Cal's on. He was hiding in the son of Yama. He's second in command. And Han Sung flashes back to training with Bam, and he reminds him that even though he made a deal with Fug or someone, there's no guarantee he won't stab you in the back. And Jensen, he wanted to turn Jin Sung wanted to turn Bam into more than just a slayer. He give him a slayer with morals, probably. And he's like, don't lose your own sense of self. Have a conscience still. And then my man Eric also told him previously, he's like, yeah, don't lose yourself. And yeah, so then we get an explanation of the festival. It's about a monster. There's a bunch of fighting. You have to escape the cage with the fang, and there's some stuff like they. That's the whole reason why they want him back, so he could participate in this and win it. Because apparently the crop of specimens has gotten weaker, and there's offense and defense, and Kun comes, sees like, oh, there's a plan that can be made here. It's a plan's afoot. And we see some other gang members, Jordan and Colden. And then Bam makes his demand, that Ding Ding be able to be free. And the guy's like, what did you say? And he says it. He's like, you say that again, I'll have to kill you or something. He's being all tough. And Bam says it again. I'm like, oh, Bam. Yeah, and then Bam continues to talk about the state of his territory. He's like, yeah, it seems like everyone wants to leave. You're not doing a great job. And I was like, oh, Bam, my guy. And that's it. No mas.
No mas.
Yep. That's all she wrote.
So what do you think about season 3?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I think I can watch about, well, I don't know how many episodes, but it's like 300 episodes.
I think right now there is 122 episodes in season 3.
Yeah. Let me look. I'm talking about the overall.
Oh, overall?
Yeah.
539.
Okay, I think I can go for another. Let's see. Yeah, I think it's, what is it, 149? Let's see. Yeah, I could go for another 510 plus episodes. I'll get my reference.
Yeah, it just took you a while to get there.
Yeah, I didn't know the exact episodes because last time I looked, it wasn't that many episodes of One Piece. So, but yeah, go for another 500 plus episodes of Tower of God.
Well, right now, let's just focus on the next three of Shield Hero.
Yeah. You know, take one day at a time. Shield Hero, ready, go.
All right, episode 4. We get a random flashback for the green-haired girl, Rishia. And how Itsumi, the bow hero, became the man that she loves. Which was really, it could have been any of the heroes. It didn't even have to be heroes. It just could have been anyone who saved her from that cell.
Yep.
Really, I would understand grateful. Love is kind of strong. But, you know, plot, things like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, she loves him because Itsuki the bow hero saved her from a cell from... She was held captive from the noble family from the next town over because they were poor, but they were, like, trying to illegally throw debt on them and decided to take Rishia.
I think it would all happen to do with, like, they just wanted the daughter. They just came up with a reason to get the daughter.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, you know how those piece of trash nobles do.
Mm-hmm. So now for me, he comes up with a plan to go on the back of the tortoise so that maybe Alls can remember something. And then she remembers that the shrine leads to the tortoise's heart, and that'll kill the tortoise. Which was, I had a speculation before we got further in. It's like, what if what she's remembering is her, she's thinking she's helping, but she's actually, like, making it harder?
Yeah.
But, yeah, we run into the, what are they called? The, what kind of heroes are there?
The cardinal heroes?
No. The heroes from the other world are not cardinal heroes. They're vassal heroes.
Yeah.
We run into the vassal heroes from season 1. Lark. And Glass. And what was the last girl's name?
I don't know.
It starts with a T.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, you kind of skipped over too how they was in the thing, how Risha, she might not be a fighter, but she can read that ancient language pretty well.
Yeah, but they all said it was easy, and the only people who can't really read it is Naofumi.
Well, that's not how it was portrayed, I don't feel like, but...
No, yeah, anyhow, they said it's easy.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I digress, but I feel like she kind of was reading that... that Chinese manuscript in there. He's like, oh, this is my language. So.
Yeah, I mean, I thought so too. And then they're like, yeah, it's easy. And then Navi was just like, and yet I struggle reading spells. But, yeah. So they end up in the tortoise's body looking for the heart, and they run into the... I already forgot what kind of heroes they are.
The Vassal heroes.
Vassal heroes, yeah. And they offer to team up, and Alfie's like, nah, I'd rather not team up people I'm going to kill eventually. I was like, damn, mm-hmm. Alphamy? And they go to separate ways. I thought, yeah, it's true. I thought they ended up going the right way because they came across the heart first, and the Vassal heroes Larkin them, but it was actually a fake heart. But yeah. Now for me and them also went the wrong way
like
because
the one you got.
What? Oh damn. Huh. I also was like remembering things, but like she was remembering wrong. So like she led them to like the hourglass or how many souls they collected, and then took them. They found the head again, and then Alice remembered, like, oh, boom, here's a path straight to the heart. They defeat the heart. Alice goes unconscious, but she doesn't die. And, like, it kind of... I thought that maybe the spirit tortoise... They did get me. I thought the spirit tortoise kind of, like, set her free from it because of the way she wanted to live her life now and helping people. So I thought she was going to be joining the team. No, turns out she is the spirit tortoise.
Yeah.
And she opens the deep death of the tortoise. Which, why'd you even have to go down there? Like, did you have to destroy the crystal and the heart and the head?
Yeah, I guess.
And why was killing her still not an option? We knew we couldn't save her. Why didn't we just kill her?
Because you got to try.
Yeah, I guess.
Got to do something one time.
But Keo Athenia. Keo Athenia. That my man does not have a man-sounding name.
Mm-hmm.
Is the book Vassal Hero. And he kind of just, like, forces his book to obey him. He's just, like, he's doing what he wants and gathering creatures' powers and whatnot. He's kind of, like, using strong anti-gravity mixed with souls to, like, hold them all down. But Risha and her ki was, like, eyeing about this. And then, like, I liked the look she got in her eye. And she was, like, she was fighting the homie. She used, like, some sword magic, and she was like, boom, 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 with her greeny hair and her fiery eyes. I'm like, and she's like, surrender, and I won't kill you. And then Keo was just like, I'd rather kill you and then die. I'm like, damn,
yeah. Bro. Yeah, my man, he was just going for a death wish, which the whole reason she was like, I don't, for whatever reason, like, looking at him, she's like, oh, me and you are the same. Like, I feel your cowardice, your scaredness, and you rely on others for your own strength and this, that, and the other. Because basically he was trying to steal the spirit tortoise power to make it his own, so.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to deal with all the other spirit animals, too, so.
But towards the end, he said he already accomplished his goal. But before we get there... Alice was like, I'm sure he has a trick up his sleeve, so you gotta be ready to finish the job. And as soon as it looked like things were going his way, Alphamy activated the raid shield and told Raftalia she's gonna have to finish the job, which reluctantly she said yes, okay. But then Alphamy ended up having no hate towards Aust in his heart, so he couldn't use the shield. And then she was like, it's okay, I had a plan for that. And then boom, turns his shield into the spirit tortoise shield, which has incredible power, and asks him not to rely on the hate shield anymore. The vassal heroes come back, Larkin them, and then Keo runs away, laughing his laugh into another world. Well, we end this episode on Naofumi, Raphtalia, Philo, and Rishia with tears in their eyes going to the other world. Yeah. And I was just like, what?
Did you mention that that he had caught the three other cardinal heroes?
Who cares about the other cardinal heroes? They're all dumbasses. I agree with Kyo. They're dumbasses.
Yeah, they are. But it's necessary to say that.
How do you run away from the turtles problem and then get captured and caught inside the tortoise? I don't understand.
Yeah. But, you know, Risha, she saved them, though. So you got to give her. I think that's worth noting.
Yeah, I mean, like, honestly, she should, like, I thought she was gonna, like, at some point fall for Naofumi instead.
Bro already got, like, three people on him. He don't need no more.
He don't. I'm just saying, I thought she would. Because, like, here's the guy who saved me and kicked me out of his party, but here's the guy who took me on and keeps trying to make me better. Despite my shortcomings. Yeah. But Raphtalia got that on deck.
Or Philo.
Dude, it's definitely not Philo.
I don't know, dog.
He looks at Philo like a dollar.
Or Melty.
It's definitely not Melty.
You don't know.
You're proving on some very questionable things, Irby.
I just didn't say I approved of it. I just said he had three of them after him.
Yeah, you're putting some questionable things out there then. Isn't Melty the queen?
The queen's daughter.
The daughter. Yeah, the daughter. Yeah, you wild for that, dog.
I'm a wild for that.
That's R. Kelly level thinking.
Well, ain't Naofumi only like, what, 19? Is she like, what?
Melty is like 10.
I think Melty like 14, 15, 16, somewhere in there.
She's definitely not 16. She looks like a child.
I don't know, dog. I'm just saying. She got a thing for now for me.
Maybe like a family thing.
I don't know. Could be. Who knows? I don't know anything. But yeah.
I
think Raphtalia might be younger than all of them. But hey, because
she has a different aging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that made no difference to me. I'm just going along for the ride.
Yeah, she's 10. I looked it up.
No, yeah. She might be a little too young. Maybe she idolizes her in a different light then.
Too young.
Shoot.
Any other weird out there things you want to put out, Irby?
Maybe. I don't know. I'd be thinking about stuff sometimes. I'm not thinking at all. Maybe I'll just be talking. Who knows?
Likely story.
Yeah. You're a likely story.
Well, alrighty, you guys. I think that was this week's installment of Herbal Synergy. Unless Irby has something else he wants to put out there.
Let's see. Yeah, I'm going to give a shout out to Gravity for always keeping me down.
That's... I feel like I get what you're trying to say, but I feel like it came out wrong.
It might have. It might not have. Maybe I said it how I intended to say it. Or maybe I didn't say it how I wanted to say it. Make it a great day or not, the choice is yours.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like the difference between...
All right, guys, that's it. We'll catch you next week.
You don't cut me off, dog. You don't cut me off. I have the button.
Yeah. And that's it, folks.
Peace.
Peace.
I lost the mic. Irby, I lost the button. Found it. Bye.